expectation is parallel with hope in the Bible. It is what you hope for, and we must remember that our faith actualizes our hope. Having expounded a little on the idea of expectation, it isn't surprising that many expect negative things to happen to them, often. That is called a dismal foreboding, and it's a type of expectation, sort of like hope is a positive expectation, dismal forebodings is a negative expectation. Looking at the negative experiences that happened to someone or the crisis they faced sort of conditions us to expect the same predicament for ourselves, especially when they are almost similar circumstances. I'm glad we all have things happening in our lives, but people's experiences, even believers that are not in line with God's word, are not our standard. The word of God is our standard. Our experiences typically differ. People's responses vary. Just as each person is as unique as a snowflake, God's word endures forever. But right here, I'd like to address in short the power of words from our mouths and words spoken even in secret. Firstly, secrets have a way of not staying secret. You ever noticed that? A great proverb is from Ecclesiastes 10:20, my paraphrase here. Be careful what you say, even in your bedroom, for a little bird will go and tell it and everyone will know. We need to know the power of our words, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't call things what they are. There's this crazy doctrine out there that says I can't even say I have a cold. I'm told it gives power to the illness. I have seen people who tell themselves they are ill so often, they eventually become ill. And that's where the dismal foreboding comes in. What I'm talking about, though, is the same people who tell me I shouldn't even admit I am running a fever are also taking medication for high blood pressure, diabetes, or a general anxiety disorder. Well, what happened to refusing to admit there's a problem? How do we get rid of or treat maladies if we don't call them what they are? There is a line of reasoning that gets crossed when we strain so hard to advise others on the power of the tongue and then cross over into wishcraft, spelled W-I-S-H-craft, assigning our words more power than there is. If I say my feet hurt, the fellow next to me quickly says with a rebuking tone,
don't say that. It'll get worse. Stop cursing yourself.
That's turning the power of our words into wishcraft. For I'll ask again, how do we get rid of stuff if we don't call it what it is? You know, if my feet hurt, they hurt. And calling it what it is, that's being honest. And to always fear and be on guard for what might be said lest we curse ourselves, well, now, that's an invitation for dismal forebodings from another angle. Always worrying that I'm cursing myself and the fear of repercussions is a dismal foreboding. It is still fear and trembling about what might happen. You do what you need to, but I'll have no part of wishcraft. It should have no part in our lives. And to balance that, there's enough scripture to substantiate the power of our words, because it is also true that we tell ourselves loud enough, long enough, that we are sick, chances are good we'll eventually be sick. Either way, they are both a dismal forebodings which should be allowed no grip on us. Psalm 27, verse 13. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.